Well, they began their programme today with music by a trombonist, James Maynard, who's here at Wigmore Hall and one of Peter Moore's colleagues at the London Symphony Orchestra. And they're going to end their programme with the only other piece by a trombonist, Arthur Pryor. He was American, not just a player, but also a conductor and composer. He was known as the Boy Wonder trombonist from Missouri and played with Sousa's band. And they're going to play his setting of the popular Scottish song Annie Laurie to end. But before that, music by Paul Hindemith. The last three pieces that we've heard have really played to the trombone's strengths in terms of the wistful and soulful. But in Hindemith's sonata, which was written during the Second World War, he manages to convey the incredible breadth of the instrument's expression from the opening fanfare to the third swashbuckling song and the heroic finale. Here to continue their Wigmore Hall live recital with Hindemith's trombone sonata from 1941, Peter Moore and James Bailey.